Hello guys.
Welcome. Well, today it's practically bedtime shenanigans with Alma. So if you are ready for bed, you're trying to sleep, this is the perfect voice to send you up to sleep, guys. If you're looking for something essentially impactful or something deep this evening, guys, you are on the wrong page. This voice is literally trying to send you to sleep. And if it doesn't say, just send me a message and say, Omar, you said this is your bedtime shenanigans and it doesn't send me to sleep. What can I do? Just listen, guys. Take time out. With the whole coronavirus and the whole pandemic, I know it is ridiculously hard to just find sleep. I am struggling with insomnia. I can't find time to sleep. Always on my phone. Always checking out shit that don't matter online. Just flipping and going through different pages from Instagram to Facebook back to TikTok. And now, talking about TikTok, TikTok is literal poison. Like, you open TikTok and you never want to leave. It's almost like a deep hole. It's not by even almost, it is actually, guys, a deep hole. You listen to it, you open it, you watch one video thinking that is where it all ends. The next thing, you are on the 100th video and you are still going. It is a poison. That is literally where I spend most of my days. Downloading the TikTok app was just supposed to be something just to while away time, and now I believe I'm already a citizen of that community. Like, you can't tell me anything, you can't see anything. I don't know why. Are we talking about TikTok now? What are we talking about? Are we on TikTok? Now, if you're trying to get with TikTok, you should know that TikTok is primarily all about creativity. TikTokers don't care about your looks, and if you believe that, then you're one of the stupid people ever lived. People said, oh, TikTok is not about vanity, it's not about this, not about that, it's about creativity. Bitch, shut that up. TikTok is all about looks. Yeah, people that just post, especially boys, guys, men with no shirt on, and they have so many views and so many likes. And you see people like maybe me creating so much content, and I struggle to have even 3 likes on a particular post. Like, so what's happening? What am I doing wrong? Do I need to off a shirt? Do I need to take off a shirt? Do I need to show my chance just to have likes on the page? What? Seriously? However, disclaimer, do not show any nudity on TikTok, else it will be ripped off of TikTok. So if you want to share on TikTok, you want to ensure that whatever you're sharing is in line with TikTok's guidelines, so you don't get flagged or have any issues, okay? Another really, complicated is the fact that, are you sleeping already? I hope you are, because this is supposed to make you sleep, but still inform you, to give you something really, really insightful. Yeah. Another thing I really, really love about TikTok is the fact that you can share any content you like on the page. There are no rules, you know? Somebody can create something, and next thing, it can be shared by the world. You can share it on any platform. There are literally no limitations. As long as you send it on TikTok and you post it on your page and you share it with the world, make it public or private. I think it's public. Let's go with public. The world listens to it, guys. It becomes content, food to the world. Anybody can use it. Anybody can share it anywhere. Anybody, you know. Nobody's going, no, it is to the world, share to the world. And that's what I like about TikTok. But then again, you should have limitations. Don't you think that? you should have limitations. There should be limitations to it. You should have some sort of limitations as to what you want to share with people. Who can share your video? Where can they share it to? You can share it on Instagram, Instagram stories, Facebook, Facebook stories, WhatsApp stories. Literally everything has stories. Snapchat said there's stories now. Everybody's doing stories, which is good. But talking about Snapchat, who has heard about Snapchat? Who is on Snapchat? Even filters that used to really, really be cool are not cool any longer, just thanks to the TikTok. TikTok came and made every other social media page useless. There's nobody there. Nobody's been. People share work on TikTok and share on Instagram. Even promotes those videos on Instagram, and you're wondering, so why? What's happening? TikTok is literally like the addiction of the world today. So I have started to binge heavily on Rick and Morty. I find them very very disturbing, almost nauseating watching Rick and Morty. It's interesting, don't get me wrong, but the older, better animations, the South Park, guys, South Park is insane. What they are doing is insane. Another one I'm really, really loving is Big Mouth. I love Big Mouth. Really exciting. Look, it's a Netflix show, shows are forever. They're available on Netflix. So if you don't have Netflix, or I don't know, so what are you doing in your life? I have no idea. Anyways, guys, this is Alma's Midnight Shenanigans. I hope you're trying to sleep, because if you are not, I don't know why you're listening to this particular podcast. This podcast is supposed to send you off to sleep. Yeah, baby. Go to sleep. I want you to sleep. I'm trying to make it better place for the world, especially for people who like me, who are struggling to sleep in a time of corona. I wish I would listen to a podcast like this that will literally send me to sleep the way I'm trying to send you to sleep, and I hope it's working. I don't just hope, I know it's working. Now back to Rick and Morty. I would say Rick and Morty is practically like watching an animated version of Back to the Future. And then guess what, guys, jinx this. I go on Google and I tap Rick and Morty and Back to the Future, and guess what comes up? The show was actually literally inspired by Back to the Future, and I was like, mind blown. I cannot even believe what has happened. Mind blown. Like, I know I've always had this really artistic and really imaginative mind, exceptionally intelligent, and just realizing that Rick and Morty and Back to the Future had so much similarity without even like googling it before, but realizing it than just trying to google it to reaffirm it, and it makes sense. I was like, oh my goodness, I might just be a god, you know, a blessing to the world of some sort. Like, what's happening, you guys? If you listen to this podcast, I hope it sends you off to sleep, because honestly, the world needs to chill. The world needs to chill. We have coronavirus. Coronavirus, shit is getting real. Why? Are you running? Then there's this death about this black guy, and I'm so disheartened. It's so painful. There's so much racism, so much racist death and race injustice happening in America, and you're wondering why, what is happening with the world, why is there so much anger, why is there so much negativity? Why is there so much pain towards the black community? They didn't come to that country on their own. They were forced there, enslaved for years. They were enslaved for years, and then when they finally get their freedom, people are still hunting them down. It was not too long before somebody was recently shot. A black guy who was jogging was recently shot. Now we are learning that a police officer kneeled on the neck of a black man and killed him. What happened to do unto others what you want to be done to you? What happened to love? What happened to love for yourself and love for your neighbors? Love you, love. What happened to religion? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What happened to everything? Music that's supposed to unite. What happened to that? Why can't we see a race and all we see about that race is negativity, is danger, is there is so much anger, frustration, pain surrounding the black community, and it is justifiable. It's painful that at this time, in the time of corona, a pandemic when we should all be together, unifying to fight one cause, people are being racist. It's not fair. It's not fair. This cannot be normal any longer. It's getting really redundant, boring, annoying, and frustrating. Is there even anything happening to change the course of time? Is there anything happening to change the course of time? What is happening with the world today? We can do better. We can really, really do better. I would really appreciate it if the world does better. We can all do better. I hope you guys are falling to sleep. I would love to hear your feedback concerning my video. I hope it sends you off to sleep. Beautiful sleep, because the world needs to rest. The world needs to chill. You guys need to chill. There is so much pain. We don't need to continue in this process. Really, honestly, guys, what's happening? Huh? What's happening? Whew. I'm Alma, guys. Peace out. A-Town. Down.
Well, it seems to me you're even more crazy now than when you were in that clinic. Help brighten these old folks' lives. Fernanda is doing the same thing in prison. And you know what? It's good karma to do things like this.
Yes, I think you're right, Pedro.